Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the BNN, the Birdie Num Num Podcast. Hope you are having a good week. I am having a good week. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, rate, review this podcast. Give me your suggestions. And on that note, this week, one of the suggestions I got from you guys on Twitter, my Twitter is S-M-A-N-A-K. Please do interact and engage with me over there. Was a great, great suggestion from, I don't have my phone in front of me, but it's there on Twitter. So thank you, bro. Which was, hey, Sanjay, how do you deal with two-faced people? I love this, bro. I freaking love it. Thank you so much. How do you deal with two-faced people? Let me tell you, in my 30-some-odd years of life on this planet, of trying to be the nice guy and thinking that nice guys don't need to finish last, because what's the point of finishing last if you're going to be, sorry, what's the point of finishing first if you're going to be all alone when you get there? So I think it's okay that nice guys finish last, because we're running a different race, if you know what I mean. But how do you deal with two-faced people, my friend? You be two-faced right back, okay? And I don't mean be an asshole or be a liar or be a hypocrite. I mean, literally, two-faced people are a blessing, okay? I love two-faced people. You know why? Because they literally teach you something right off the cuff, right away, which is going to help you in the long term. We all know these people, right? If you meet somebody, I'm not saying if you meet somebody, like some of you are thinking, well, you want me to be two-faced as well? Kind of, okay? But not in the way that you think, all right? When I mean be two-faced right back, like we all have that friend who will be like, hey, yeah, man, we should totally hang out. It's awesome. Yeah, give me a call. Like, let's chill. Let's hang out. And then that person will go talk smack about you to somebody else, okay? So I'm not saying be like, if you weren't two-faced, you'd be like, oh my God, how could you do that? You're such an asshole. You're so two-faced. Da-da-da-da-da-da. People don't change, bro. People are the way they are, okay? Instead of doing that, be like, the second you hear that person was your best friend on Monday and talked smack about you on Friday, or that person said they want to work with you on Tuesday, but then said something else to somebody else, but then said something else on Thursday, whatever the case may be, you realize they're two-faced, you be two-faced right back, and you be like, oh, okay, that's the box that you're in. Thank you. I love you, bro. Thank you. Because you just saved me a lifetime of heartache and struggle, okay? We all have that friend. You know, I go out all the time. I meet people all the time. Been in Bangalore 9 years, even growing up in college and all that stuff. And what happens when you go out and you start to meet people? You make a lot of friends at the bars, at the pubs, at the clubs. And you're like, hey, bro, let me get you a drink. Or hey, sweetheart, I'll get you a drink. You know, what do you want? Don't worry, I got it. It's cool. You think you're hot shit. It's cool. Don't worry. I got it. And then you naturally think, they're going to get you back like later in the evening, right? Like you buy a round of shots, and you're like, oh, that just cost me $50 or 3,000 rupees. But you're like, cool. Now everyone's going to buy me drinks for the rest of the evening because we're all going to take turns. But that never happens, does it? Or if it does happen, you're still like one drink extra that you had spent, right? Like, you know this. And I'm not saying that you're expecting something for your good deed, but I am saying you're expecting something from your good deed. All right. Here's something like, whenever that happens to me, and these are even some of my friends who are still my friends, okay, but I know where they stand now. Like, there'll be friends of mine who I went to bars and clubs with and who are still buddies of mine, but they'll like never offer to buy drinks. Or you'll notice that they're always bumming cigarettes off of somebody. And I don't smoke anymore. I don't drink anymore. But you know these people. And you know, for some reason, every time you go out, whenever it comes time to like paying for the bill or for paying for the drinks, they kind of disappear, or they'll end up buying one drink as opposed to like the three that you bought. And here's why this is a good thing, that these people may not be two-faced, but you kind of understand where they stand, because it saves you a lot more heartache and a lot more trouble in the long run. All right. If somebody is not willing to go drink to drink or meal to meal or even to even on purchases or whatever, or time or effort or friendship or helpfulness, then you know later down the road, don't go into business with this person. Or later down the road, you know, don't go into some like serious investment with this person, or don't introduce a girl you like to this person, because they're going to be schemey and shady and that sort of stuff. All right. One thing that I've always learned growing up is, with regards to finances, if people are really cheap about small things, they're going to be really cheap about big things. And I know it sounds weird to say, but that's the reason they end up that way. Like, dude, I was talking to a wedding planner and I was speaking to her and I was like, man, who are the worst clients? Like the ones who are trying to have a big fat wedding and are trying to like, you know, cut and pick and choose because they don't want to spend here. They don't want to spend here because it's too much cost. And she's like, no, the cheapest clients are the richest clients. And I was like, what? And I was like, if they have so much money and they're doing $1 million Jaipur wedding, like, why does it matter? She's like, that's why they're rich in the first place. And they want to cut and scheme from people who are like, they literally want to save on like an extra waiter that costs the hotel 1500 rupees a day, rather than the big Mercedes that like comes in. And those little things are how that ends up happening. And this is the kind of two-faced people you're going to deal with in life. I'm not saying just Indians, I'm saying everywhere. So I think two-faced people are a blessing. Okay, because they show you your face that you got to focus on. All right, that made no sense at all. But I think two-faced people are a blessing. I honestly do. And most people go through life and they don't realize that they're just upset and they want to change people. Dude, there's a book I was reading. It's right back there, 0 to 1 by Peter Thiel. I mentioned it on an earlier podcast. And he asked a great question that was, what's one thing that people... what's an unpopular opinion that you have that the rest of society may not have? Okay. Honestly, what's one thing? He's like, come on. And he's like, and it's a lot of, this is a difficult question to answer in a job interview, especially because nobody wants to go against the grain. Nobody wants to have an entirely unpopular opinion. Like an unpopular opinion would be feminism is inherently wrong for these reasons. And whether or not you agree with that statement or not, if you can back it up with logical arguments and prove your point in a way that at least gets both sides to nod that, yeah, social media is this or guys are dumb like this or whatever. If you can do it in a way or like, you know, liberal, you shouldn't tax the rich, which on social media, especially, people don't believe that. But if you have a solid argument for trickle-down economics, yada, 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 right? So that was the idea. So I was like, man, what would my question be like if you know, biggest venture capitalists on earth who invested in Facebook and Google asked me, what do I think is an unpopular opinion? And my unpopular opinion with regards to even, you know, how do you deal with two-faced people is, dude, people are inherently selfish. Okay. I honestly believe this. And it's taken me a long time to even say this or think this. But I really do think people are inherently selfish. Even me, I am doing this podcast because as much as I enjoy discussing and talking, it helps me develop my voice. It helps me get my message out there. It helps me build my brand. Okay. Even people who do charity, a lot of them, right? They post the pictures on Facebook or Instagram because they're doing it for the likes or the attention or the pat on the back, right? Even the NGOs, dude, even corporate stewardship. You don't think when Indigo or freaking Sony or Facebook does like a feed the homeless drive or donate, you think net neutrality and free internet basics on Facebook was all just out of charity? No, that was to get more people on. Dude, what's fascinating to me about India is the cheapest internet in the world. The cheapest internet in the world, like literally 1 GB for like 5 rupees or whatever it is. I pay and I'm fortunate, you know what I mean? But my internet tariffs are the same as somebody who's way less monetary money, you know, who has way less money, basically. Yeah, we have the same internet plan, just like the same way we can both eat the same 10 rupee dosa, which is, you know, normal price for them. But then for me, I'm so lucky, so I can save a lot of money. And look at how cheap the internet is, right? So like, why do you think all these big companies want to get Indians online or Africans online or everybody online? Everyone deserves a right to see ads. You know what I mean? Everyone deserves a right to be told what to buy, what to wear, what to eat. And so I'm not being all negative and conspiracy. I'm just saying there is a selfish motivation behind everything. I'm sure some philosopher said this, there is no good deed or whatever, Confucius, Plato, I don't know. But I agree with it. And it took me a long time to get older to think. And it's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? I mean, self-awareness, self-realization, meditation, it's all about you, right? That is still selfish, I would think, in a way, by definition. So If you disagree with me, I would love to hear your arguments, not your arguments, but your discussion about this. But so that's what I believe in my journey so far, that I think people are inherently somewhat selfish because they're looking out for themselves. And why wouldn't they, right? So when you deal with two-faced people, if you are being, you know, a bit, if you're the type of person who's always helping people, who's always getting people job interviews or comedy shows or trying to set people up, but then you find yourself that nobody is helping you, well, let's be honest, if you found yourself that way, you were probably helping with expectation. You know what I mean? I'm so guilty of this that I was always trying to be the good person. I still am always trying to be the good person. I will try to help people out. Hey, man, share my video. Or hey, man, I had your advice. Or hey, man, I really want a mentor. Dude, like having a mentor is a nice way of saying you want somebody to help you with connections and to get jobs and to give you that's literally what a mentor is. You're my mentor. You are getting my foot in the door to this industry. You are showing me, you are connecting me with people. That's what a mentor is, dude. So, I mean, most people get it wrong and they just say, hey, can you do something for me? But ultimately, yeah, I think inherently people are selfish. And I think with two-faced people are so valuable because they're literally selfish people just with a lot less class. You know what I mean? Like, we are all selfish. We are all trying to get ahead. We are all suffering, as they say, in these spiritual actualization sort of terminologies, but that's okay. And the problem with two-faced people is they don't realize that you can ultimately just have one face, but there's a way to do it. And so I personally feel whatever Lord of the Rings sort of journey, The Alchemist I'm reading right now, whatever journey we're all on, two-faced people are a blessing. So if you have a two-faced, I mean, if you have a two-faced partner, but I mean, even in families, I'm sure a lot of us, your brother, your sister, you know, your mom, your dad, you might realize, dude, what's crazy about your parents, especially as you get older, is you realize the mistakes. You're like, oh crap, my dad is a little bit shady, or oh crap, my mom was like this, and that's fine. And especially if you're like this, but as you get older, you see more about people. You realize a lot of you who listen to this are above 30, and you're probably at the age right now where your parents had you. You know what I mean? Or you're probably at the age, man, my camera keeps going out on these like opportune moments, but you're probably at that age right now where, dude, isn't that trippy that, you know, maybe you're 30 or you're 28 and your parents had you at 24 and you don't realize you are 4 years older than your parents when they had you. Okay. And now some of their motivations might make sense of why they had a fight or why they live separately or why growing up this was difficult or whatnot. So just remember, that was a bit of a random tangent, but two-faced people are a blessing, my friend. Every time somebody wrongs me, I just take it with a grain of salt and I'm like, well, it's another lesson to learn. You know, don't like even the people who are like, I'm going to be good to everybody. And anytime somebody hurts me, I'm just going to let it go. And this person stole my work at the office and they got ahead and I didn't get the recognition I needed. And then they got promoted and it's okay. Life is just going to, karma's going to get back, dude. Yes, yes, yes. But you are also being a bit two-faced to yourself, just having wishful thinking. I'm not saying be cutthroat. I'm just saying karma is a bitch and she's never on time. Okay. Or he's never on. Karma is a bitch and he's never on time. Okay. I firmly believe the one bad thing about karma is the clock is on IST, Indian Standard Time with karma. So, you should always like just know with two-faced people, it's not a bad thing, okay? It's a good thing, and it helps you put on the face you really want to put on. So, yeah, I mean, that's all I really got for you this week. I mean, I wish I could have wrapped it up a little bit better. But as we always know, as listeners know to this podcast, once in a while, we kind of go all over the place. But my advice to you, my friend, how do you deal with two-faced people is you be two-faced right back. You know where you stand, and don't delude yourself into thinking you're not two-faced as well sometimes, because all of us inherently, I personally believe, have selfish motivations. It's just about making sure the way you do it lines up with the way you want. So that was it for this week, you guys. Just a short one. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys next week. Birdie num num. Birdie num num. A birdie num num.